Representative Brown.
Thank you. I think there's not much doubt that everybody believes this is tremendously important to Maine commerce. I think it's, you know, we talked about the railroad being able to go double stacked. I think we get the difference that Representative Hogan is talking about. You're saying, well, you get the full weight of the executive office, but this is going to take 3 or 4 or 20 years, why we're obviously going to have a different executive in the office. I think the main problem that I have, and a lot of us have, what assurance do we have to the, for the citizens of the state of Maine that once we sign over the easement part, that we aren't going to have some of these certain groups just fighting us tooth and nail for the port development? I really think that's a concern that we... I don't think that this executive order has fully made me comfortable. I agree. I realize you worked hard on it, and I trust you entirely, but... I just think that that's a big leap of faith, and I don't think I'm willing to take it.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. I want to say that with regards to the concern that you've just had and the concern that's been voiced on this committee on numerous occasions about that very subject, about if we finally sign this, what assurance do we have that they're not going to oppose this? And let me answer what that assurance is, none. We don't have any insurance with this that they're not going to oppose it, nor do we have any insurance with legislation that they're not going to oppose it. This is a country where people's opposition voices can be heard. I am of the opinion, and I am convinced, that the weight of the executive department and this order, though there will be demonstrations, as I said before, I feel that there will be less demonstrations with this route than there will be in our full legislative route. And I think this is the, to me, this is the clearest path to resolution here. And though I can appreciate exactly what you're saying, and I can't give you any assurance that there won't be opposition. Representative.
I just think it seemed like there must be some way that you could work up some type of a legal agreement where the development of the conservation, these interested parties could go, they could have their... hut or something for the trails and for maybe Maine Maritime, whoever wants to, but have that contingent on the final signing when you sign over for the port. Maybe charge them $1 a year or something for rent or whatever. You know, I'm obviously not a legal mind, but yep. I think that I don't have that assurance.
All right, appreciate that.